Shalom, shalom, people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio, Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Today it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has done for us. Yes, yes. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. I would like to inform you that this service is live broadcasted on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Yes, let us go live on Facebook now. Let us go live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the living God. Shalom, 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 my brother. Shalom, my sister. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Greeting, greeting, greeting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Healing Sermons and the Prayer House is a prophetic and deliverance radio broadcast channel. We do present the word of God that heals, that blesses, that delivers, that saves. The word of God that heals, that blesses, that saves, that delivers. The word of God that changes our mind. Yes, if in the past you were negative, today you are positive with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, this program, it is called Dedicate. We present this program every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 p.m. South Africa time. Yes, this program, it is in English. After this one, it will be in French, which we call in French, Dedicace. Today, we are going to see a new sermon which will deliver someone here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When you raise up your voice, begin to say, thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your kindness. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your deliverance upon my life. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. Thank the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Father Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your deliverance. I thank you for the protection of my brother, the protection of my sister. Thank you, Jehovah, for what you have done in my life. Mighty God, I am so grateful to you. Say whatever you can say to thank the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister. Yes, I can see someone thanking the Lord. I can see someone thanking the Lord. Thank 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 the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the breath of life you have given me. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the breath of life you have given me. Thank you for the protection over my life. Yes, you have protected me in the day, in the night. You have protected me in the day. You have protected me. Lord Jesus Christ, I say thank you. During the dream, you protected me. In the vision, you protected me. Even when I received an attack from the pit of hell, you protected me. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank the Lord. 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 Thank the Lord, my brother. I thank the Lord myself. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Yes, I thank the Lord. 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 Thank the Lord, my brother. Thank the Lord, my sister. Thank the Lord, my brother. Thank the Lord, my sister. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Lord, thank the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, thank you, Jesus Christ. I can see someone thanking the Lord. 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 I begin to thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, you thank the Lord, you thank the Lord, you thank the Lord, you thank the Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen. Notre Dieu est bon, our God is good, and all the time our God is good. The Bible is saying, 1, 2, 3, they gather in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost is among them. Begin to plead the manifestation of the Spirit of God where you are. Begin to plead the manifestation of the Spirit of God where you are. Plead the manifestation of the Spirit of God where you are. Begin to plead. I plead the manifestation of the Spirit of God. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Show yourself alive in my body, in my spirit and soul. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Show yourself alive in my body, spirit and soul. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Show yourself alive, Nazareth. I can see someone praying. I can see someone praying. I can see someone praying. I can see someone praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Continue to pray. My Father, I am your servant. Anoint my tongue, my lips, my mouth. My Father, I am your servant. Anoint my tongue, my lips, my mouth. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is anointing the tongue of someone. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is anointing the tongue of someone. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is anointing the tongue of someone. Receive the power in your tongue. I receive the power in my tongue. I receive the power in my tongue. I receive the power in my tongue. You receive the power in your tongue. I receive the power in my tongue. In Jesus' name, Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, be connected, be connected. Our God is good. And all the time, our God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Master Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, the title of my dedicated today is Your Style Based on Your Dreams. Your prayer style based on your dream. Your prayer style based on your dream. Your prayer style based on your dream. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Your prayer style based on your dream. Yes, we are going to take the Bible. May you please take the Bible. Take the Bible, my brother. Take the Bible, my sister. Take the Bible. Take the Bible. Yes, I can see someone opening the Bible. Yes. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are going to read 4 biblical verses. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 5 biblical verses. Be connected. Be connected, my brother, my sister. The first biblical verse we are going to read is Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, verset 28. Joel chapter 2, verset 28. Sorry for the inconvenience. People calling during live service. Distraction. Joel chapter 2, verset 28. Please open your Bible. Open your Bible. Joel chapter 2, verset 28. I begin to read the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Joel chapter 2, verset 28. I read in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Let us pray. My Father, I thank you for the breath of life you have given us today. Thank you for the deliverance you have given us today, the protection over our life. The night was so long, but you protected us. Just this morning, we found ourselves breathing again. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for my brother, for my sister, for my family member, for the family member of my brother and sister all over the world. Thank you, Jesus Christ, because you are, by your grace, preparing us to enter the new year. Thank you, Jehovah, for your love and kindness. We have just read Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Teach us, O Lord, your word. Let the gift that you have prepared for each and every one, let it operate inside us. All is for the glory of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Say amen, my brother. Say amen, my sister. My brother, my sister, our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Joel chapter 2, verse 28, we can see here the prophet Joel who prophesied that it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Yahweh used the mouth of Joel, the prophet, to present this prophecy. The same apply. Yahweh is using your mouth, your tongue, to declare for your own life, to declare for the life of your brother, to declare for the life of your sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. The God of Joel, the prophet, is alive. God is using you. He's using you. You, my brother. Yahweh is using you. Okay? He's using you to declare the word of deliverance, the word of hope, the word of peace, the word of faith, the word of healing, the word of salvation to each and everyone who is closer to you. Joel the prophet said, in the last day it shall come to pass. Who was speaking? It is Yahweh who was speaking in the mouth of Joel. Today, Yahweh is speaking in the mouth of his servant, Pastor Daniel Waxon, to motivate, to stimulate the gift which is inside. Welcome, Owen Bruce. Today, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is using you, is using your tongue to declare life, healing, breakthrough, deliverance, hope, faith, salvation, breakthrough in your life and in the life of your neighbor, brother and sister, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. My brother, my sister, when we continue, the prophecy of Joel the prophet came to pass. We can see in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 17, when the disciple of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they received the Holy Ghost. I read Acts chapter 2, verse 17. And in the last days it shall be, God declared, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and old men shall dream dreams. This is now after the Pentecost. After the Pentecost. Remember, John the prophet prophesied. This, now here, Acts chapter 2, verse 17, we see the fulfillment of the prophecy. We understand that the last days started from the time of the Pentecost. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, the Bible is saying, and he said, that is God speaking to Aaron and Miriam, the prophetess. And he said, hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in the dream. Meaning that God speaks to you in the dream. And he shows himself alive in the vision. You can see the coordination between Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, Joel chapter 2, verse 28, and Acts chapter 2, verse 17. You understand that God speaks to you, my brother, my sister. That is why you dream. Here we are now. The title of this dedicate, of this program, my brother, my sister, you know it very well already because it has been published. It is your prayer style based on your dreams. Your prayer style based on your dream. What is your prayer style? What is your prayer style? You and I, we are spiritual. God speaks to you. Now you understand that God speaks to you. He speaks to you in dreams. Now, your prayer style is based on your dreams. You must know how to pray based on your dreams. For instance, the Bible is saying that we do not know how to pray, but the Holy Ghost teaches us how to pray. If today you walk with a brother and you trust that person, and then in the night you dream, you walk with the same brother, and then you fall in the pit with him. That is just one example. It is a message. It is a message. I'm not giving the interpretation, but I'm just saying it is a message. Because your dream is a message from the Lord. The question that we need to ask, my brother, my sister, here is, why what have you dreamt? What have you dreamt today? Do you know the interpretation of your dreams? Why do you dream? These are the three questions that I'm now asking you. Now you understand that God speaks to you through dreams. Directly, personally, he speaks to you through dreams. Dreams have three main parts. Part number one of the dream is God speaking to you, telling you about his plan over your life. The part two is God speaking to you, telling you about the plan of your enemies against your life. The part three, it is God showing you the level or the position or the status of your fleshly desire. Some dreams, we have them because we think too much, we desire too much. Do you understand? Then you dream. It is still a message from God. God wants to show you the level of your spiritual status. Do you understand, my brother, my sister? There are three main parts in the dream. God telling you part one. God telling you about your plan, about his plan over your life, or about the plan of your brother, of your sister, of your mother, of your husband, of your wife, over his life. Number two, God telling you the plan of your enemies against your life, the plan of the enemies of your brother and sister against his life. Number three, God is telling you the spiritual status of your fleshly behavior, of your fleshly desire. Now you understand what is your dream. What have you dreamt today? Someone gonna say, Pastor, I do not remember the dream of today. If today you don't remember the dream, you need to pray and to ask God to extend the capacity of your spiritual memory. Feel free, my brother, my sister, to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon, okay, for assistance. Some prayers that you are going to receive in order the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth to open your spiritual eyes. Raise up your voice and pray, my Father, open my spiritual eyes. I want to see for your glory. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open my spiritual eyes, O Lord. I want to see for your glory. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. What have you dreamt today? Do you know the interpretation of your dreams? It is not a must that you have to understand the interpretation of your dreams. But what is important, you and I, we have to dream. And we have to remember our dreams in order to seek for the interpretation. We do every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa time, a service called Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayer. Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayers. If you have a dream or any dream, do not hesitate to send it to Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number, +27 62 791 6167. Your dream will be presented during the service, live service on Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Your name will not be pronounced, but your dream will be pronounced, will be presented, and we're gonna seek the Holy Ghost to interpret the dream. Brothers and sisters, they interpret the dreams, and then we pray deliverance prayers based on your dream. That is why the title of the dedicate of today is Your Prayer Style Based on Your Dream. We don't know how to pray. The Holy Ghost is the one who is teaching us how to pray. When today you have a dream, for instance, you have a friend which you believe is a best friend, and you sleep in the night, you dream walking with him, and then both of you, you find yourself in a pit. There is a message from the Lord. Now, your prayer style must change. Do you understand? Your prayer style must change. I mean the way you are going to pray, okay, will change based on the dream that you have or based on the dream you have been having. I believe you understand. It is wrong when you wake up, you know that you have You have dreams and you wake up and you find your life normal. You find your life normal. You do whatever you want to do. You don't act. You don't behave based on your dream. Then it is wrong, my brother, my sister. Your prayer style based on your dream. Your prayer style must change now based on the dream you have been having. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, say amen. Father Lord, change my prayer style based on the dream that you are showing me. Father Lord, change my prayer style based on the dream you are showing me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, the Bible is saying, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. Meaning that you and I, we have to have vision, we have to dream. There was a time in the life of the people of Israel where God was no more visiting his children. Why? Because of sin. The Bible is telling us that visions and dreams and the prophecy were rare. Why? Because God was not happy of them. He was not happy of them. Ask yourself, if you are not dreaming, what have you done? Contact the man of God to assist you in order for your spiritual eyes to be opened. There was a time in Israel where children of Israel, they were no more dreaming. Because the covenant was broken because of sin. We understand the prophet Elijah is the one who restored the covenant between God and children of God after destroying the prophet of Baals. You understand that you and I, we need to be closer to God, and God loves us. By the time you are closer to God, your eyes will be open. Then you will have vision, you will have dreams, because you and I, we are in the last days. My brother, my sister, the last biblical verse that you're going to read to end here is Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. The Bible is saying, as for these four youths, is Prophet Daniel and his three friends in Babylon. God gave them learning and a skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams, meaning that not everyone has the understanding of visions and dreams. The gift of the interpretation of dreams is a prophetic gift. You can dream, but you may not understand the interpretation. What you need to do, my brother, is to contact the man of God. Not every man of God, they have the gift of interpretation. I have seen men of God, they are men of God, but when I send them a dream, they give a wrong interpretation. They interpret using their fleshly desire. They interpret using their eyes, physical eyes. They interpret using the intellectual experience. Dreams are interpreted based on the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Based on the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that gives you the understanding of the dream and the meaning of the dream. When a man of God knows well the meaning of the dream, the interpretation of the dream, he will definitely give you the prayers that will be relevant to your dream. That is why every Tuesday and every Thursday from 9 p.m., we do dream interpretation and deliverance prayers based on your dream. I finish my message today because I'm gonna come back in this studio to present this same message but in French. Don't miss Tuesday service and Thursday service, except next week we have a seminar on anger management. So it will start on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday from 9 p.m. South Africa time in this studio. So there will be no dream interpretation on Tuesday and Thursday, but midnight prayer, we will interpret dreams, midnight prayer. Midnight prayers, it will be on Monday, on Wednesday and Friday, midnight prayer, South Africa time. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. Shalom, 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 shalom. Our God is good, and all the time, our God is good. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for today. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.